My Summer Ministry, 2004, Robert C. Newman. Basically a sketch of the my activities in the summer of 2004, which consisted of teaching two Sunday school courses nearly simultaneously at two different churches, and then a ministry trip, ministry and vacation trip in the UK. Well, let's begin. First of all, I was teaching Sunday schools. Topic was Responding to Objections to Christianity, a six-week series for the People of the World Sunday School class at Cherrydale Baptist Church in Arlington, Virginia, and a five-week series for the Discover the Word Sunday School class at McLean Bible Church in Fairfax, Virginia. Both ran the same Sundays, a half-hour drive apart. Cherrydale Baptist Church was founded in 1913, actually in the house I grew up in. My grandfather was one of the founding members. It now has perhaps 500 members seeking to reach out to the unchurched community. And People of the World is a Sunday school class for internationals, especially graduate students at George Washington University. McLean Bible Church is a seeker-sensitive megachurch with attendance around 9,000. Discover the Word is an adult Sunday school class that my brother Jim had often taught. The series at both places began with a sketch of what the Lord wants us to do based on 1 Peter 3:15. Be always ready to give an answer to those that ask you concerning the hope within you, etc. We then broke up into small groups to assemble 10 common or difficult objections to Christianity. These were tabulated to form the basis of the course. The most common objections at People of the World, if God is good, why does he allow evil and suffering? Five of the seven groups gave that one. Why does Jesus or Christianity have to be the only way? Five of the seven groups gave that. Does God exist? Can we prove this? Four of the seven groups listed that in their 10. Christians are hypocrites and Christianity has a bad history. Four of the seven groups listed that. The most common objections at Discover the Word Sunday School class, Christians are such hypocrites, there are too many hypocrites in the church, six of seven groups had that. How can Christ be the only way to God, five of seven had that. Why does God allow bad things to happen, especially to good people, four of seven had that. Jesus was just a good man, why should I think he is God, four of seven had that. I am a good person, four of seven had that. And the Bible was written by mere men. Four out of seven had that. Well, we categorize the objections into objections about God, objections about Scripture, objections about Jesus and salvation, and objections about Christians. This picture shows the Discover the Word class a few minutes before it got rolling. I think they were getting refreshments at a table over on the side. Objections about other religions was the last category of objections categorized. Well, the objections there, I deal with a number of them, though not all of these particular ones, in a PowerPoint talk on our website called The God of the Bible on Trial. So if you'd like to look at some of those responses, you can see that there. The last part of my time in the summer of 2004 was made up of a 3.5-week trip to England, 30th of July to 23rd of August, which also included brief visits to Wales and Scotland. The main purpose was to vacation and see more of the country, but I also wanted to engage in ministry while I was there. A third purpose was to see some places my ancestors allegedly came from. I had put together a list of some places on the basis of web search work on genealogy. The ministry in the UK consisted of speaking twice at Ashford Congregational Church in the west suburbs of London, of speaking once at Labrie Fellowship in Greatham, Hampshire, of speaking five times at Hartshill Bible Church in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire, of speaking once for a picnic of the Blurton Free Baptist Church in the Stoke area, and speaking once at the Leeds Messianic Fellowship in Leeds, and then speaking once at the International Presbyterian Church of West Ealing, which is also in the west suburbs of London. My first weekend involved flying from Washington Dulles to London Heathrow on Friday, July 30th, and then I stayed at the home of Dave and Sue Legg. We visited the British Museum on Saturday, and then I spoke in their church Sunday morning and evening. Here's a picture taken out the window over Nova Scotia, and here's a picture of the Leggs in front of their house. Dave there in the shorts and striped shirt next to the car, his wife Sue in the background there. Stephen, I think, is the oldest boy in the blue and red shirt. Philip the next in the green shirt, and Harry the youngest in the striped shirt and cap. Here's the front of the British Museum, and here's a picture of Ashford Congregational Church. My talks at Ashford consisted of preaching in the morning service on Psalm 90, and then giving a PowerPoint talk in the evening service, discovering God's fingerprints, why the Christian faith makes sense. Monday and Tuesday then, 2 and 3 August. Monday I traveled to British La Brie, gave a talk, Doing Science in a Theistic Universe, answered questions, and then on Tuesday traveled to Oxford and met my nephew Matt Stempler and toured Oxford with him as the guide, and then went on to Stoke-on-Trent that evening. While traveling by train, I had purchased a 22-day rail pass that allowed me to travel anywhere in England, Wales, and Scotland. So most of my travel while I was in the UK was by train. La Brie Fellowship was founded by Francis and Edith Schaeffer in the 1950s in Switzerland, but they now have fellowships in several countries, including the United States, UK, and Korea. These are study centers for helping people see that Christianity has the answers to our modern problems, both social and personal. British La Brie is located about an hour southwest of London, just off, about a mile off one of the rail lines, in the village of Greatham in the Shire of Hampshire. La Brie Fellowship was given the old manor house there. Obviously required quite a lot of work, but is really quite a nice facility for the purposes they use it for. A couple pictures of some La Brie people. Here they are seated at dinner, and here are three girls at breakfast. Here's my nephew, Matt Stempler, in the section at St. John's College, where he was doing a short course on English literature and history, I believe. This is a picture of Christ Church College at Oxford. Just got some very impressive buildings and look very nice at that time of year. C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien and Dorothy Sayers belong to an informal group called the Inklings. They met regularly at the pub, the Eagle and Child, which they called the nickname the Bird and Baby, to discuss their writing projects. These three people have had a powerful effect on evangelicalism. C.S. Lewis, probably the outstanding apologist for Christianity of the 20th century, and of course Tolkien's Lord of the Rings has had a huge impact many people's lives. It basically jump-started again, you might say, the fantasy literature, if you like. And Dorothy Sayers, of course, is famous for her mystery stories, but also for a number of works on Christian subjects as well. My midweek then was at Stoke, I arrived Tuesday evening, 3 August, stayed at the home of Phil and Joy Roberts, who are church planters at Hartsville Bible Church, just on the edge of Stoke. And at their invitation, I used their place as a base for day trips and overnight trips in the north. In fact, that's one of the reasons that I planned the trip, was with that sort of an invitation. I spoke 5 times at their church in various venues over a 2-week period. Here's the home of Phil and Joy Roberts on a somewhat steepish hill coming up out of Stoke. Stoke-on-Trent is the major pottery center in the UK. It's home of many potteries. The most famous would be Wedgwood. this scene is from the Spode Pottery Works, which I toured. I had not heard of Spode before I went, but have heard of it a number of times since. Here's a picture of the people gathered for the Roberts Bible study. Phil Roberts is not shown in the picture, but the other people there from the study. I rode with Phil Roberts down to Wales, South Wales, to see some of that part of Wales, and to for him to do some stuff with a bookbinder down there. Phil is a what you might call a tent making church planter, and his income producing activity, I mean, besides he does make some from pastoring the church, is reprinting Christian classics of one sort or another. So we were riding down there. We stopped and had lunch at Brecon Beacons Park, National Park in South Wales. And this is Phil sitting on the grass eating some lunch. We also visited the Evangelical Theological College of Wales. This is the equivalent to a seminary in the United States. And Phil's oldest son, Alistair, had recently graduated from here. The second weekend, August 6 through 8, I visited Chester on Friday, one of the older cities in England, and the only one that is still completely surrounded by city wall, and which is also characterized in its business district by this rather striking set of what you would call colonnades or something of that sort, that are open balconies on the second floor of the buildings and connect together so that you can walk around out of the weather, or at least out of the rain. They're open air. visit various places in the town. So I visited Chester on Friday. I visited North Wales on Saturday and was at the Hartsville Bible Church on Sunday. As I mentioned, Chester is an ancient Roman city. Name comes from Latin castrum, meaning fort. It's the only English city having walls all the way around, and here's a picture from up on one of those walls, looking down along it and in the street just inside it. My trip to North Wales was primarily a train trip to Llandudno, a beach resort. This particular beach resort is dominated by a high plateau called Great Orme Head. And this picture is taken from up on the top of Great Orme Head. You can see the, I guess it's the North Sea in the background there, and then some hills out beyond it, which would be, I suppose, a further northern part of England. The place has cable cars going up onto the head, and also a tram railway that you can get from the shore up to the top. I went up the tram railway and back down that way. Here's a picture from inside of one of the railway cars, and at least the, well, I presume the cars that they use whenever the resort is functioning is, are these open cars, so they don't travel real fast, so there's no problem with getting blown away or anything. Hartsville Bible Church meets at the Willows School, and Phil preached the morning service on Jesus as our example. His son is there putting up the Hartsville Bible Church sign, which they have to put up and take down each week. I gave my PowerPoint talk that evening, Discovering God's Fingerprints. Monday, Tuesday, 9th and 10th August, I spent Monday going out to visit Liverpool, and then Monday evening giving some talks to Phil's Bible study group. And then on Tuesday, went to York, and Tuesday evening, Phil met me in York, and we drove over to home on Spalding Moor. Here's a picture of the city limits, I guess, of home on Spalding Moor. This is a shot of Liverpool down in the harbor area. On Monday evening, I met the Bible study group again at Robert's home. I gave two PowerPoint talks, Evidence of God in Cosmos and Conscience, and Scientific Problems for Scientific Creationism. The next day in York, this is a picture taken inside the York Minster, tomb of one of the bishops. One of the archbishops, actually, of York. The Archbishop of York is the second highest ecclesiastical official in the England. The highest one is the Archbishop of Canterbury. Home on Spalding Moor is a village over in the eastern part of Yorkshire, between York and Hull. It's apparently the birthplace of one of my immigrant ancestors, Thomas Ellithorpe. The ancestor on my mother's side. Thomas Ellithorpe was born about 1600 and came to Massachusetts in the 1630s. Wednesday and Thursday, 11 and 12 August, I went out to Hadrian's Wall on Wednesday, which the Romans built as a barrier across England to keep out the fierce Scots. And then on Thursday, I went on from there. I stayed overnight up in that area. Went on from there to Glasgow, Scotland, where unfortunately it was raining. Here's a nice shot of Hadrian's Wall. The weather was quite nice when I actually got to Hadrian's Wall, but it was threatening. And within half an hour or so, it was really coming down. So it was good to be able to get out there and take some pictures and look around and look through the museum a little bit and then get back to the sort of visitor center, which is right near the road where you can get a bus, just in time to beat the rain. As I say, it was raining in Glasgow, so my picture of bagpipers, unfortunately, was not great. They were all huddled together under the porch of a public building there and wearing their raincoats, which you can see have got some rain on them. The third weekend, 13 to 15 August, on Friday, I went to the city of Leeds, which is up north of Stoke-on-Trent and east of Liverpool, to speak at Leeds Messianic Fellowship. And then Saturday to Stoke to speak at the picnic of the Blurton Free Baptist Church. And then on Sunday, Phil preached in the morning on Jesus as Savior. I had lunch at the home of Tom and Christine Morrow and gave my evening talk, PowerPoint talk, Astrology is Your Destiny in the Stars. Well, Leeds. I went by train to Leeds, as you can expect. Stayed at the home of Bumi and Buki Ajayi from Nigeria. This is Bumi. Buki hadn't come home yet at this point. And spoke to the Messianic Fellowship on Jesus, the Testimony of Prophecy and History. The next day was at an area called Park Hall, where the church had a barbecue, and I gave a talk on evidence of design and nature. Evidence of the God behind the design of the universe. Here's the Morrow home where I had Sunday dinner with the Morrows and with several other guests. Sunday evening I spoke at the Hartsville Bible Church at the Willow School, and my PowerPoint talk was Astrology is Your Destiny in the Stars. Here's some of the group, I believe, that was out for that. Monday through Wednesday, 16th through 18th of August. Monday, I went up to the Lake District and stayed overnight. And then the next morning, came down to Lancaster, looked around, was looking to see if I could find a couple of people I knew who had taught at the University of Lancaster, but it turned out that neither of them are there current when I got there. I mean, they had already moved on to other teaching positions. Wednesday, Phil and I and some of his family went by car to the Peaks District. And Wednesday evening, I gave my last talk at Hartsville Bible Church, Prophecy, Ancient and Modern. Up in the Lake District, I was stayed overnight just up the hill from Lake Windermere, and so walked down and took a picture and took a boat ride on Lake Windermere. And then that late afternoon, I went for a hike up onto Orrust Head, a bluff that overlooks the Lake District, and you can see Lake Windermere here to the west of us, west and south of us here below. This is a picture of the castle at Lancaster. This castle is the ancestral residence of the Dukes of Lancaster, and I thought it somewhat funny the current Duke of Lancaster is Queen Elizabeth II. At Lancaster also visited the Priory of Lancaster, and these are the stained glass windows inside that. That was founded as a priory, but is now a parish church. Had lunch in the priory refectory as well. One of the many picturesque valleys in the Peaks District National Park is this, and that's Phil Roberts' older son and his girlfriend there on the left-hand side of the bridge. It was a little on the darkish side that day, so we didn't get real good pictures. Last weekend, the 19th through the 23rd of August, I took train from Stoke and went down to Richmond, west of London. On Friday, I did some ancestor hunting, and on Saturday, I went out to Bath, Roman bath and 18th century spa. And then Sunday I spoke at the International Presbyterian Church in West Ealing, and Monday flew home. Richmond is a small city in the west suburbs of London on the Thames River, location of one of the royal palaces. This picture here, however, is not one of the royal palaces. This is a retreat center in Richmond. In the ancestor hunting, I went to Greenford, northwest of London, to Holy Cross Church, built in the 11th century. And there, George Gardner, one of my immigrant ancestors on my mother's side, was baptized here in 1600. Had lunch with Paul Levy, a pastor of the International Presbyterian Church, lunch Saturday. His predecessor was Nick Perrin when I made this talk now on the faculty at Biblical. Since then, he has been lured away and is a professor at Wheaton Graduate School. This is the town of Bishop Stortford and St. Michael's Church there. The current building dates from the 1400s, but there was a church on the site as far back as the 700s. One of my ancestors on my mother's side, James Howe, was married there in 1628. Also took a taxi cab over to Hatfield Broad Oak, a small village a few miles east of Bishop Stortford. And so the whole northeast of London and in the Shire of Essex. Here, that same ancestor, James Howe, was born in 1598. He died 104 years later in Ipswich, Massachusetts. He was one of those rare individuals who lived in three centuries. Bath. Bath is the only hot springs in England used by the Romans as a bath from the 1st century AD. And the same pool with the same lead Roman liner is still in use today. It became a resort town in the 1700s. This is the International Presbyterian Church. Presbyterianism is not common in England. Presbyterianism is largely a Scots background, and then came to the United States with the Scots. But this particular congregation was founded by associates of Francis Schaeffer, and a number of them had been involved in the formation of the broader group, the International Presbyterian Church. I spoke at the evening service. This picture is the morning service. I spoke at the evening service giving my talk on God's fingerprints. Well, back home, returned to the Washington, D.C. area on Monday, August 23rd. Total trip was 25 days. spoke 11 times in that time, and returned just 2 days before my mother passed away. She had a fall on that particular day, 2 days later, and don't know whether some kind of stroke caused the fall, and the stroke was her cause of death, or whether the fall produced some kind of a stroke or something, bleeding. She trusted the Lord, and we'll be glad to see her one day. Well, that was my summer ministry in 2004.